produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Greetings, 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 ladies and gentlemen from all around the world. I greet you all in the name of my wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of Money Matters. I am so excited. I am indeed excited, and I believe this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. We are still kept under the blood of Jesus. We bless the Lord, for it is grace, and only by His grace that we are still standing today. And I hope you enjoy, you learn as much as you possibly can, and may be blessed by this episode. So today we are going to do things a bit differently. I'll be answering a few questions, few finance related questions that I have received through various social media platforms. One of the purposes of this platform is not only to inform and educate each other, but it also is a platform where you can ask us questions and we can try and assist you as best as we possibly can. So without any waste of time, let us jump straight into it. Today we're going to address the first questions that we receive around retrenchments. Now, this is a sad reality for so many people around the world. And when we did an initial assessment of the impact of COVID-19 on the global world of work, the survey actually indicated that the effects will be far reachable, pushing millions of people into unemployment, underemployment, and working poverty. The economic labor crisis created by the pandemic could increase global employment by almost 25 million. This indicates that more than 25 million people around the world could possibly lose their jobs because of this pandemic. Now, this is quite shocking and it is indeed devastating news. But through it all, let us remember that our God is still in control and our God is still faithful. Now, what is retrenchment? But most importantly, what are you entitled to in the case of retrenchment? So basically, retrenchments is a process that companies go through in a case that they can no longer afford to keep you as a part of their staff members for various reasons. Most of the time it's related to finance or restructuring. So what is it that you are entitled to when it comes to retrenchments? Now, let's also bear in mind that this will be tailor-made as per country, so it is quite important for you to actually obtain the policy, your company policy, read it, go through it, and understand what is it that you are entitled to, what is it that you are financially entitled to in a case that your company, the person who has employed you, is retrenching. But we're just going to go through a few steps which are quite generic or quite basic for most people. Now, let's look at step number one that you are entitled to. It is called your severance pay, which should be at least be 1 week's pay for each year that you have been employed in this company. That is how much they should actually pay you. But also, it is quite important for us to understand that the employer must pay the retrenched employee the amount specified in any policy or his or her employment contract if the amount is larger. Now, in a case that your employee refuses, alternative employment with the employer or other employer, you will not be entitled to your severance pay. Now, let's say that this your current employer says to you that they want to rotate you into a different department or different parts of the company, and you feel that you want to refuse, do bear in mind that you will not be entitled to the severance pay, which is quite important. So many people have been confused around the issue, and I hope today you finally have your answer. Now let's move to step number two, which is your leave. Now this is the amount of money equal to the annual leave days or time off days that you have not taken. Now your employee needs to pay you for these days. If there are certain days on the day that you are retrenched that you have not taken, which you are entitled to in terms of annual leave or time off, they need to pay you for each and every single day. And let's speak to notice pay. Now, notice pay will say that instead of working your normal employee notice pay, in most kind of cases, it's normally a month's notice. If this is the case, then your employee, this employee needs to be employed. If you have been employed for a period of less than 6 months, then they should pay you 1 week's notice period. Quite important for us to understand. And if it is more than 6 months or less than a year, then you must be paid 4 weeks notice period. I hope we have shed light when it comes to retrenchments. And to everyone who's currently going through that process, let us carry on praying and praising this God. God will see us through the storm, which takes me to my second point of interest rates. So why are we speaking interest rates today? Reason being that in most countries, we have seen a decrease in interest rates, but what does it actually mean to us as individual customers? Now, because you are listening to Money Matters with Sanel Suemaposa, let us break it down. Now, it simply means that the decrease in interest rates has certain positive outputs for customers, you know, ourselves as consumers, many of whom who are grumbling with the economic consequences of COVID-19. These includes lower vehicle, credit, overdraft, bond, and personal loan repayments. Should the interest rates of these debts have been variable. Now, what do I mean when I say variable? Something also that we need to gain perspective with is that when you walk into a financial institution and you are applying for credit, there are two types of credit. There is your variable interest rate and your fixed interest rate. Now, your interest rate will be informed by your credit record and a number of other factors. This is the interest rate that they're going to charge you. This is how much, basically, it's your cost of financing. It is what the banks are going to get back, or the financial institutions are going to get back by lending you this particular amount of money at a particular period of time. Now, with interest rates, we need to understand that fixed interest rates are just that, they are fixed. If they quote you on a fixed interest rate, it means that anything that happens around the world, whether it's inflation, whether it's a decrease in repo rates, it does not affect you as a customer because your interest rate is fixed. You're going to pay one interest rate until you service the entire debt. Now, a variable interest rate. Now, this is quite interesting. If you are on a variable interest rate, it is interdependent on what is happening in your country, in your economy, and around the world. As interest rates go down, it means that you are paying less. You are paying less to actually service this type of debt or have access to this type of debt. So it's quite important for you to understand the two. Basically, with fixed interest rates, they are more higher than your variable interest rates. There are advantages and disadvantages of them both. So before you take either one of them, do inquire which one will best suit the financial product that you are trying to acquire at that point in time. While it might be tempting, you know, to purchase on credit because of the reduced interest rates that we find ourselves in this current time, customers also, we must remain alert to these purchases that is it actually a need or is it a want? And what is the cost of you acquiring this type of purchase? We also need to bear in mind, children of God, that interest rates are unpredictable. This year, it might be higher or lesser than the following year. But what advantages do we actually have? If you have existing debt, let's say you've got an existing credit facility, take advantage of the low interest rates that we are seeing globally and pay off this debt as fast as you possibly can. That is paying, you can pay additionally or keep your installment as it was before the interest rates actually went out. And this will help you to actually become a step closer, you know, to financial freedom, because you're going to pay off this debt faster than what you could have usually paid it off, because the interest rates are low. Right, so let's speak to a few steps we've actually put together for you guys, because we love you so much. We love you so much, guys. We've put together a checklist that you can go through that can assist you when it comes to interest rates at this point in time. Now, let's speak to point number one. This is one of my favorite topic, which is budgeting. Now, the key to understanding budgets basically will tell you that the key to understanding how you spend your money and then to identify how to change your spending patterns is with a savings plan. This is point number one that you need to go through, is your actual sitting down and budgeting to say that now that the interest rates have changed, where are you spending your money more? Where are you spending it less? If you're paying less because you're on a variable interest rate, rather channel an additional amount of money into servicing a certain debt, you know, so that you are debt free, which will equal to financial freedom. Now let's take it down to point number two. Ideally, if it is financially possible for you, continue making payments in terms of the original loan amount if your interest rate was linked to a variable rate. Now, I just explained how variable interest rates actually work, but also remember that it is sensible for you to pay a higher installment per month, which will result in your debts being paid off at a faster rate. What an advantage it would be if you are someone who is in a financial position to do so, you know. And it does not have to be a great amount of money, children of God. The smallest amount of money when it comes to interest rates and debt, it makes a difference. How much additional amount of money are you paying towards your debt? The more you pay, the faster it is that you're going to pay this off. If you have decided, you know, let's say you've decided to make lower payments adjusted to the reduced repo rate, then using the difference, right, this is a tip now that I'm giving you, use the difference in the original installment and in the new reduced installment so you can pay off other high interest accumulating debt. Now let's break this down. Let's break this down so we understand each other. Let's give it a scenario. In a case that you have a home loan. Now, originally a mortgage loan, home loan will have a lower interest rates because the terms are quite higher, and you have got a vehicle that is also financed through a financial institution. So we're speaking of two types of debt here. It is your mortgage bond and vehicle financing. Now, if you check your interest rates and you find that you are paying, for an example, $10 less on your home loan than what you originally used to pay, take this $10,000, do not pay it into your home loan, because remember, on your mortgage bonds, your interest rate is less, but take this $10 and actually put it into your vehicle financing. This will help you, because with vehicle financing, the interest rates are higher. It's going to help you to tackle the principal amount as soon, as fast as you possibly can, especially when interest rates are as low as they are. It means that you are going to spend less to get access to this financial product, if I can call it that way. You are going to spend far, far less, and it is going to assist you to pay it off. It's going to be cheaper. Let's just say it's cheaper access to credit for you. And if you are fortunate enough that you do not have other debts, let's say you are someone who does not over-rely on debt so much, save the extra money that you have towards an emergency account. We once spoke about emergency accounts and the importance of actually having an emergency account. You can also start saving for retirement. Now, retirement is something that we also need to start thinking of at a young age, to say, do you want to actually retire comfortably? Now, when we look at stats, it shows that, well, it's quite shocking that so many people, especially young people, how we are not saving for retirement. I think we're living for the now and we're not thinking for the then. And it's something that we need to gain perspective and think of to say, what will happen to us in a case that we go into retirement? You know, it might be 40 years from now. Are you saving towards your retirement? How much is it that you are saving? Now, this is a topic for another day. We will have it, a topic on retirement where we'll educate each other and how do you actually calculate how much money you're going to need for you to actually live comfortably throughout your retirement. Going back, how about you save for a holiday, you know, your next big purchase, or even have a savings account. It would be so wonderful for you to have a savings account so that if ever you encounter financial emergencies, you are able to absorb those financial shocks, those financial emergencies, that they do not take you off budget or you end up going into debt because an emergency has arisen and you have nothing actually saved up for you to service this type of an emergency. Which takes me to the next point. Once you've actually paid up, for an example, your credit cards with this reduced interest rates, you've actually saved. You've saved. How about you close off these accounts so you are not tempted to use them again? Now, this question, I'm going to direct it to the ladies because I know how relevant it is to us. How many of us have actually closed off accounts? We've paid them off. We felt so good afterwards to say we are debt free, only to find a week later that we go back and we start using that account all again because we were so tempted. Oh, yes, I know the hand are raising at this point in time. It does happen. So the best way for us to avoid these types of temptations is for us to just close off the accounts, cut those cards away, and just move away and tell yourself that I am done with this account. Yes, it is doable. I have done it a couple of times where I just told myself that I'm going to focus on the certain account. I'm going to pay it off. Once I'm finished paying it off, I just cut the cards out because I do not want to be tempted. Next thing, you receive those SMSs from these telecom companies where there's this great sale somewhere and you get there and everything looks so beautiful and everything looks so affordable and they've got red stickers on it and it looks so cheap. The next day you find yourself in debt all over again. So it becomes a roller coaster ride of going in and going out. So the best way is just for you to close those accounts so you know that you are not tempted. Because when you think of the administration that you need to go through with reopening an account, you end up just telling yourself that, you know what, Lord, I am fine without this account. And indeed, you will survive. You will be fine. There's certain debt that we don't actually need, but we take out because it is a want at that point in time. It's not really a need. That is also something that we need to assess, the type of debt that we take up. Is it a want or it is an actual need? Also, let's bear in mind, children of God, that when you maintain a healthy monthly payment, your credit history at the credit facilities, when they look at you, it will reflect as someone who is credit healthy. Now, a prospective credit providers in the future, you know, sometimes, or rather all the time, we don't know what the future might hold. We don't know which type of credit will we need in the near future. So this credit report of ours, our credit score, speaks volumes about us. Not now, but in the future, when they look at it, it will actually tell them that you are credit healthy. They will also consider, you know, your credit score, and you will be able to negotiate favorable interest rates if you are in good standing when it comes to your credit. That means that you have that bargaining power to actually negotiate and speak on your behalf to say, this is how much you can afford, or can they actually quote you this amount of money, which will work on your behalf at the end of the day. Now, the last topic that we're going to speak about today, children of God, is your vehicle being repossessed. We had a number of customers who have came to us and said our vehicles are about to be repossessed because of lack of payment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And what is it that you can do as a customer to either help yourself or assist yourself that the banks don't repossess your vehicle. Now with this one, we need to firstly go back to the stats and actually analyze. Now we've seen for the better end of the year, which ended in June, we've seen an increase when we look at financial institution at the number of vehicles that they are repossessing on a month-to-month basis. For the half of the year, in June, Absa Bank actually reported that its vehicle and asset finance unit expected impairments of 2.12 billion up to 548 million in the first half of 2019. So when you compare the two, it will show you an actual increase in the number of cars that are being repossessed due to non-payment. Now, Absa's credit loss ratio increased to 5% by the end of June from 1.4 at the end of June 2019. When you compare the two, it shows quite an increase, and the bank has provided finance to over 400,000 customers that have taken out 87.6 billion in car loans. Now, this is referring to South Africa alone. It is indeed painting a picture. Now, today on this platform, we are here to assist everyone who has sent through their questions. And let us answer this question. How do you actually avoid your car being or your vehicle being repossessed? Now, this is what we advise people, is that if you are as a customer, you are in trouble with repayments, negotiating different terms, sell their car or file for bankruptcy. This is some of the options that you may have. I will repeat them, is negotiate your different terms. So go back to your financial institution. Please do not sit at home and expect that they will understand. Rather, go to your different financial institutions and start doing negotiations on different terms. You also have an option of selling your car or filing for bankruptcy. Now, let's go deeper into this. If your credit history is in relatively good, you know, you haven't actually missed any payments, loan payments, but you are worried about keeping up with these payments, approach your lender about extending the duration of your loan to lower your monthly payments. If the lender agrees, you will pay more in interest over the life of the loan, but they trade-off may help you to keep your vehicle. You may give back the vehicle to the lender if you and the lender cannot come to an agreement, and when selling it is not a viable option for you. Doing so, it is what you call your voluntarily repossession. Basically, you are taking this asset and you are going to a financial institution and you are surrendering it to say, I can no longer afford this vehicle. If you do not reach an agreement on renegotiating your terms, you rather take it back and tell them that you can no longer afford this. Well, it's quite heartbreaking, but the major benefit is that you don't have to reimburse the lender for the cost of repossessing the car. However, you may still have to pay the lender the cost of storing and selling it. It is best to talk to your bank when you know that you are in trouble, and even before you know that you have missed a payment. There are several measures that can work for you to actually avoid, you know, repossessing your car. That if you do run into trouble with your car payments, you can also apply to the banks to restructure your car loan or seek help from the banks to sell your car. The banks actually can come in and assist you to sell your car. That also, you need to bear in mind that car loan customers, we also need to keep a close eye on our finances and budget appropriately. So on that note, children of God, if you're a customer who cannot meet their financial payment obligations when it comes to your vehicles at this point in time because of financial challenges, we do encourage you to go to your financial institution, discuss with them possible alternative payment arrangements. Defaults on payments will always result in consultation between the bank and the customer. Rather, go in and speak to your financial institution in a case that you go in and you actually volunteer to surrender this asset. What the banks are going to do, they're going to auction this vehicle on your behalf. Now, another question that we received based on that topic is that, is there an amount of money that you can possibly still owe the bank after you've taken the vehicle back to the bank and they have auctioned it on your behalf? Yes, possibly there is, because let's remember that a vehicle is, in accounting terms, you classify it as a depreciating asset. It is an asset, but it loses value quite fast. So you might find that the amount of money that you owe on your vehicle and what it is worth on that point in time, you might find that there is a difference that must be covered. You will be liable for the difference that might be covered, because most of the time you find that the value of the car is far less than what you owe, because vehicles do depreciate at a rate of, on average, 20% on an annual basis. So do speak to your financial institution. Rather, even downgrade your car or go for a smaller car if possible. I hope I have shared as much as we possibly could. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are so blessed by your presence. And we love you so much, guys. Without you, there is no show. We do this for you, for the community, to inform you as much as we possibly can. And thank you so much. Do send us your comments at the end in the comment box. Do follow us on social media. I am Sanel Sue Maphosa. Money Matters with Sanel Sue Maphosa on Facebook and Sanel Sue M on Instagram. Do follow and send your questions until we meet again. Love you so much. May the good Lord shine his face upon you. Through everything that we are going through, he is still God and he loves us so much. Amen. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good evening, South Africa. It's good day in the US. You are chilling here with Mkuleko, aka the Gospel Man. Welcome to my show, Crossing Over. Today I am chilling with my main man, Ayanda Shange. Many of you know him from Joya Celebration. This man has traveled all over the world. Actually, I don't have to say he's crossing over. I saw his peak when he was with TD Jakes. Welcome, my man. How are you?
My brother, how are you? I'm blessed.
I'm good. Welcome to Crossing Over, my brother. How are you?
My brother, thank you for having me. I'm so blessed. It is such an honor for me to be here.
Thank you so much. You know what? South Africa knows you. I know. Maybe in the US, they also know you because you have been there. So, I just want to ask, who is Ayanda? Tell us about yourself.
Ayanda Shange, man, is a child of God. Growing up without parents was the most difficult thing that I've ever faced, you know. And Umama passed away, I was 10 years. My father, I was 14 years. And growing up in the streets of Durban, you know, I did everything that I'm a street kid that can do, you know, like your smoking glue and doing all these funny things. But through the grace of God, you know, I'm here standing as a living testimony. And the people from KZN, where I'm like born.
Yes, my brother, you know, talking about how you grew up, I see the grace of God in that. And you know, I just want to say to the listeners, You grow in Durban, and we know a lot of you, I mean, Durban is a hot spot. It's one of our main tourist attractions here in South Africa. So growing without parents and growing in the street, I just want to know, how did you get into the music industry, particularly the gospel industry? How did you get there?
You know, my brother, like me, and Gisalele from the family, Ebitanda, Nkulunkulu. You know, Ekaya, we have this church, you know, the background. But coming from the street, you know, singing for me was something having ends and we feel it good. You know,
wow,
because there is this saying, it's in Utlabelela, Yamsogosis, or Dabukilei.
Yes.
And at the time, like cutting in a hope. Now, the only thing that used to make me feel good was when I could sing. Then, at a certain stage, I met a pastor, Abambizu Babu, who gave me her dad. Then he took me to church at TACC, the 12 Apostles Church in Christ. Then I joined the choir there. Then I started to like falling in love with the church first, you know.
That's wonderful.
Then,
tell me, is that where you got saved? Is that where you accepted Christ as your
Savior? Yes, because I'm Gamgeluche, so I think it was 2008.
That's wonderful.
But can you imagine from 1997 being a hobo to 2008, it was quite a journey, you know, because I was heartbroken. I didn't believe even God existed at some point, because, you know, my life was just a mess, you know, and no one knew Uti, I would be this man that I am, Namtanj. So that's where I was saved, and that's where I started to like listen to God through this music journey.
You know, saying what you just said now, this reminds me of what the Bible is saying the plans of God are not to harm us, but to prosper us.
Come on.
Meaning God has had a plan with your life. You never thought now today you become a well-world known gospel artist that you are. It shows that the grace of God, and I'm so thankful that the grace of God that kept you during those years. I mean, today you are this humble. I think such experiences are the ones that help you to remain as humble as you are.
Yes, my brother.
Now tell me about I saw a picture where you're standing with T.D. Jakes. Tell me, was the picture photoshopped or what happened? Did you really meet up with T.D. Jakes?
Yes.
Or what's going on? Tell me about the picture.
We were in Dallas, I think it was 2016, when we were recording Joyous Celebration 21 at the Potter's House, Bishop T.D. Jakes Church. So my song was the song of the night. So the bishop there, man, he was dancing like nobody's business, you know. So after the shoot, he came to me when we were just eating and he said, "Young man, you are so powerful. There's something about your voice. There's something about you." And then on that moment, and then I created an opportunity, say, "Hey, Bishop, can I just take a selfie so that it will forever remain, you know, in my heart and for the next generations, so that they can witness that I've took a picture with, you know, one of the biggest, you know, human beings or bishops on earth." And you are for not yet, Akpela. On the night, I met Abo Kim Barrell.
Wow.
Nabo, they were so blown away about this unique homemade voice. Because
yeah.
I never went to school for any
yeah.
Umtulo. And I've met Abo, Jason Nelson, you know, that those guys are big. And it was so humbling for them to maybe like to fall in love with what I'm doing.
That's interesting, man. You know, I want to know if any of them wanted to do a song with you, perhaps. Or they wanted to help somehow, you know, impart something musically into your life or what? Or you only took pictures, it ended there.
It just ended there because as Neshoba, for those guys are big.
Yes.
And for me to be in the state, it was one of the greatest memories for me, you know. And if, to maybe even take a picture with them, it was just an honor. But after that, I've got many gigs because I've been into UK alone, in Manchester and in Birmingham. And everyone, they say, man, we know you, we recognize your face with the picture that was trending of you and the bishop.
Wonderful. And you know what? In this show, we are crossing over. Your music will be played now regularly around the world and in the U.S.
Wow.
So, you know, something big is coming for you. Mm. I can feel it in my voice. I can feel
yes.
it. Man, you are big. Maybe you don't realize you are big. I follow you. I follow you on your page. I see following. You are loved also.
Wow.
in the USA. You know, many artists who are from Joyous. I know you are from Joyous. It seems to me like they are afraid to stand on their own as a brand. Mm. How did it feel for you to exit Joyous and now re-establish yourself as a brand alone? How's the journey been like?
My brother, I don't wanna lie, it has been the toughest journey ever. Remember, Joyous Celebration is a big brand. Not in South Africa, not in Africa, but the whole world.
Yes.
There is no one who is in the gospel industry that doesn't know Joyous Celebration. So for me, I wasn't sure, you know, I wasn't sure, but my wife, man, you know, my wife was pushing me, said, no, Ayanda, I think now you can stand on your own. And I wasn't sure, man, I don't wanna lie, because I thought, okay, Where maybe am I gonna get those lights, those big stages, and then your proper sound, you know, and the proper band, because all those things, they cost. But now I said, you know what, the same person who took you from the streets,
wow,
you know,
wow,
and
wow.
It is God, and wow. God alone is the same God that will even sustain you,
yeah.
Even now. And guess what, my brother? I've been a solo artist for 3 years now. I left Joyous Celebration after the Dallas thing, and then I started my album. I've been doing shows all over South Africa, in Nelspruit, Vaal, Johannesburg, Pretoria, KZN. People are just loving the gift, you know? And I can't be big-headed, but I can just give God all the glory, because maybe there is no Ayanda. Because as I say, man, it is so, like, iyasabisa into yogega, a big platform, and go and start your own thing. But if you trust God and you believe in what God
He
is,
will provide.
He will provide.
He will provide. So, and you know what they say, behind every successful man,
come on.
You have to thank God.
Yeah.
And you know the Bible doesn't lie. The Bible doesn't lie when it says, he who finds a wife has found
a
favor with God,
yes.
And found a good thing.
Yes.
So, same story with me, man. My life began to change when I got married.
Wow.
So God
wow.
blessed me with a beautiful wife who is a producer for Crossing Over.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
wow.
So it's true what you're saying. I know you just released, before we go there, man, the Tologuti hit song.
Yes.
The Tologuti. I love that song.
Wow.
I love that song so much. How did it come about? What made you to write that song?
You know, my brother, a gospel, we must preach gospel, whether it's gospel, music, or like the word, but we must preach to those who haven't seen Christ.
That's true.
You know, because it is pointless for you to preach for me, you know. But we need to go and preach the word outside so that laba ababangakamamke, they can start believing and joining us into this Christian world. So the song was basically for those brothers and sisters, abathandukujayiva, you know.
Yeah.
Mapatini, and who are in the church, but At night, they go and groove because church is boring. So I wanted to bring something fresh within our church industry.
I love it.
So the song is relevant. It talks about the goodness of the Lord, but in a, you know, in a vibey way. Tell them to say, hey, hey.
Yeah.
So, and people loved it, man. I was so shocked on YouTube. I think now it's even up. I think now it's even approaching a million.
Wow.
Million streams.
Wow.
Know? And I want to emphasize on this biggest platform that I am an independent artist.
Yes.
You know, there's no one who signed me. I've got my own record company, which is managed by me and my wife. And the name of the company is called Aiko Production. Aiko means I and the end go ghetto.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's a production company. And soon I will be helping even other young stars across the world.
Can you believe that comes from someone who once lived in the street? You see how good God is?
God is good, my brother.
God is good.
I always tell people that there is no permanent situation, you know.
Now wrapping it up, I just want us to talk about your new album that you just released now. How's it doing? The song, the name of the song that you are pushing right now. How far are you? How is it doing on radio platforms and all that?
My brother, God has been good. I've just released a powerful album, which is called The Altar of Praise, Volume 1.
Wow.
It has got 23 songs, well written and arranged.
Wow. Know?
But because it's lockdown, we can't go to churches and sell our stuff. But online it is doing well. When I check on the charts, I can see my name. And there is these two songs that are even trending right now in South Africa, which is called Ngiyakholwa Kuzoguquka.
I learned from Funashi. Ulalele kahle. Funashi ulalele kahle.
Come and la po, get
there.
Welcome back to Crossing Over with AKA the Gospel Man. My man.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about your energy. The energy that you always project on stage.
Yes.
I know you also, there's a dance that you came up with. What's the name of the dance?
It is called Ishara Shara.
Shara Shara. Yeah, this man has got energy on stage. Man, what's happening? When I know Dr. Malinda, are you competing? Because niyabona niyakashela lapo.
You know, my brother, I've always been this energetic guy. I was a soccer player. I would cause havoc, you know, to other opponents. So I took the same energy, my father, Mkulenuam. You can't have me on stage whereby I would just sing and like stand.
Yeah.
So whenever they and then you could do all those crazy dance moves. And guess what? I can't dance, but I create my own dance moves.
Ogutsu
tara tumu tu basuya
boy.
Ekseno
yengotswe. Sasuya ngotswe. native Bible. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
The sons of God.
It's in my belly, na minawe.
Bamu sisi, wama tisi yente.
Bamu baba yoko. Hey, onko lo, onko ke po wena.
Wenza na sha.
Ukeba ngamato.
Bamu tsute, bamu mundu, besu ya mundu.
Besu zo mtegisa.
Sasu ya mtegisa.
The second thing that I love about you is your unique tone and the way you do your music. It's not the same, you know. It's like you are the new thing, man. How are you able to maintain that? How are you able to speak on that? Like not being a copycat, you know.
Yes.
You are unique. For the first time in my life, a gospel artist create his own dance moves. That's refreshing, man. But now your tone and your music, you know, you are fresh. You are unique. We have never heard something like this before.
Wow.
How are you able to maintain?
You know, the thing is, I've no for all my style, the traditional gospel, I don't listen to traditional gospel a lot because I'm like avoiding. Maybe I might sound like someone, you know. So I rather listen to your American gospel or your Western stuff. But for my voice, I don't know. I think I love my voice in such a way that I feel like it's one of, you know, the good voices that are in this country, and it's raw, you know. As I've said, I've never went to school to maybe study or two, but with the Holy Spirit and the confidence that I have, man, you know, because I can't be joining Joyous Celebration without a talent. I mean, Joyous is a big brand,
yeah.
You know. So for Abantu Abanjengo Bablindi and Mabet, they love my voice. I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not gonna change. These new trends of singing.
And
they come and go.
Oh.
For me, I just sing, you know. Shalanami! You know, though, there's no shalana. No. It's just straight. So, and I like to target the older audience. So when a granny
listens to
me, I want her or like him to maybe feel the original thing.
So basically, you are not in this norm. You know how gospel artists like to say, no, you must check.
The thing is,
when you believe so much in your voice that actually you don't check, someone must check you.
Let's be honest. If I'm going to check overseas, guys, then chances are I'll even maybe go old without even discovering who am I. So why don't I just believe in what I do? Then people can check me, not for me to check Abu Babu, Sisi Winans, Abu Babu, Upiti Winans.
You know what? I like what you are saying. I hope my producer is listening. He's always on my head saying, and I always try to tell me. I have a powerful voice as well. And you know, I don't want to check. I don't want to impersonate anyone.
Checking might lead you to sound like that person, but never discover who you are. Like, for me, I love Baba Uvyonkwen. I can imitate him if I want to. We bless your name. But if it's Shada Shada, we bless your name straight.
Yeah.
Then we bow before. But for me, we bow before. So it's, you know, so that's why I don't check. I love my voice, and as raw as my voice in Jalo, but I think it's just good.
Listeners at home and viewers at home, this was Ayanda San. Thank you so much, my man. Thank you so much for gracing us. Next time, Futima Yubiza, please come.
Thank you, my brother.
Don't say now you are big. You can't come crossing over with Nkuleko Mapa. Thank you so much for honoring us.
It is such an
God
honor,
bless
man.
You so much, man.
Thank
I love you so much, man.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.